This is Power for Living, the Bible teaching ministry of Christ the King Church in Wakefield, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Feliciano Segundo, and our teacher is Father Michael Carl. So get out your Bibles and let's get started.
Well, we're going to start out our teaching time today by reading a very short passage from the book of Job. This one verse is very appropriate for our topic for today. It's Job chapter 42, verse 2. I know that you can do anything, and no plan of yours can be thwarted. This is Job speaking to God. But he says, I know that you can do anything, and no plan of yours can be thwarted. Think about the profound power in what Job just said. He is acknowledging that God can do anything and that no plan of God can be thwarted. That's important for us to remember, especially based on today's topic. Now, I remember the time when my wife and I took our two boys Christmas shopping at one of the area shopping malls. We were walking down the concourse, looking into the shop windows and seeing all of the neat things we could buy. Occasionally, I would look around to make sure all four of us were still together. But we went past a novelty store with all sorts of neat gadgets in it. And then we made the big mistake of passing a video game store. Big mistake. Because a couple of seconds later, I looked around and noticed that my oldest son was nowhere in sight. Now keep in mind that this is the shopping season before Christmas, and there are literally hundreds of people crowded around in almost every square foot of the mall. I told my wife, I can't find our oldest son. He's not with us. What? She said, and at that I started to get really nervous. Now, this was about 19 years ago, and even then with all that was happening, there were no limits to the scenarios my fatalistic mind could conjure up about what could happen to our oldest son who had disappeared from our sight. So I rushed to the mall security booth in the concourse in rapid fire fashion, told them our oldest son was missing and gave them a description while the guard was sitting there writing this down really calmly. And then they notified the local police department, and soon there were mall security guards and the local police hunting for our oldest son. But it took a while. Want me to tell you something that is a completely terrifying thought, is when one of your kids has disappeared and no one can find them in a mall with thousands of people in it. Obviously, we all know the result. He was found. A local police officer came walking up to me with him and said, "Is this your son?" "Yeah." So after that, in between hugs and lectures and threats of don't you ever do that again, I told him I loved him and that I was glad that he was okay. And he actually said he didn't begin to cry until the police officer found him. See, this was one day when something happened that was more or less beyond my control. And we don't like the feeling of not being in control, do we? Even though the truth of complete control is an illusion at best. Still feeling like we're in control gives us this feeling of comfort, even though it's mostly like a mirage. And in all of this, there is this unpleasant truth we have to accept. There is no way we can control everything in our lives, and there are no guarantees from this world, in this life anyway. And believe it or not, I try to drive carefully. But there are some of those things that are going on out there that are outside my control, like what every other driver on the road is going to do at any given moment. So you do your best every time you're out there to try to keep safe. I've done my best at every job I've ever had, but there were things at each stop along the way that were outside of my control. Then in the news business, there's this element of what have you done for me lately? So even with our best efforts, certain outcomes are beyond our ability to control them. This is an inconvenient reality, and it can be a temptation for us to live in fear. However, living in fear is not how God wants us to live, is it? And not only that, living in fear is the opposite of living a life of faith in the Lord. So how can Christians, with this lack of control, live without giving into a life of fear? Well, let me tell you, to be the church for us today and to live without fear is to believe in something wonderful, and it's the sovereignty of God. What is that? While going through this uncertain life, the sovereignty of God is one of the most comforting truths for every Christian. You see, when fear and doubt come knocking and breathe their chilling breath on our minds, being reminded of God's sovereignty is that steaming mug of hot cocoa or like a warm fuzzy blanket. And let me tell you how this works. It's because we're aware then that God is in control. Scripture tells us there's nothing outside of God's control. Here are a few scriptures that say this point. Psalm 115, verse 3. Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Proverbs 16, 9. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6. O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Jeremiah 32, 27, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? Psalm 24, 1 through 2, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. And Psalm 29, 10 says, the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. When we confess that God is sovereign, we're verbally and mentally confessing that there is no one who is more powerful than God. He does what he pleases, and that's not as self-centered as it sounds, but I don't have time to explain that this morning. But what is needed is that there is no one who can outvote, override his veto, overrule, or outwit God. And this is good news. Well, if this is such good news, what's going on in the world? Well, let's point out another couple of passages and go back to that passage in Job 42:2. I know that you can do all things and no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Then Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. God is in control, and he is working all things for our good. The only part of this verse that ever seems to be left out is the phrase that for those who love God. Whatever the case, if we love God, whatever happens in our perceptions, good or bad, win or lose, success or complete flop, all has passed through the loving hands of our loving God. Almighty God, our Father, who is in heaven, has covered all the details and knows that what he's allowing to happen will be for our ultimate good. He's using everything that happens to polish us up and sanctify us and to bring us closer to him. And there's some even better news. Job again says that his plan cannot be overthrown or undermined. Let's get this fixed in our heads. There is absolutely no power, no demon, no influence, nor anything in this creation that can stop God from working out his will in our lives. Period. Preacher and theologian A.W. Pink said it this way, the Lord God reigns. His government is exercised over inanimate matter, over the brute beasts, over the children of men, over angels, good and evil, and over Satan himself. No revolving of a world, no shining of a star, no storm, no movement of a creature, no actions of men, no errands of angels, no deeds of the devil. Nothing in all the vast universe can come to pass otherwise than God has eternally purposed. Here is the foundation of faith. Here is the resting place for the intellect. Here is the anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast. It is not blind fate, unbridled evil, man or devil, but the Lord Almighty who is ruling the world, ruling it according to His own good pleasure and for His own eternal glory. And we could add to that, ultimately for our good as well. It's like the words in the song "In Christ Alone" that we sing right here. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from His hand. We are in His hands. Nothing that the world can throw against us, nothing that any demon can try to attempt, can take us out of God's care and out of His loving hand. Now, His thoughts are higher than ours. The problem we have in dealing with this doctrine when it comes around is how it plays out in our own lives. There's a ton of bad stuff happening around us. We have huge bills. Our car needs fixing. The faucet leaks and we have a broken window. We're afraid of layoffs. We're confronted with the current situation in our nation where we've had riots in the streets, threats of violence, shooting of drivers in their cars, rumors of orders that radical groups have been ordered to do this. Maybe we've buried loved ones or gotten a bad report from the doctor. We're tempted to throw up our hands and say, "Where's God in all of this?" Then we read Scripture that says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways." So when we hear that, we say, yeah, we know that, but it's true. There are some things in our lives that we simply will not understand this side of eternity. Things happen and we're not going to be able to figure it all out. That's because when we think of what's good, we have a completely different version of that than from what God does. We think of good as being free from all trouble and difficulty. We think of good as being free from harm or sickness, or simply being raptured out of here unscathed. As a result, we can't see how on earth God can use something like those other things I just mentioned for good. But if we live with the awareness of God's sovereignty, then we can have hope through any and every circumstance. Every situation, no matter how bad, are instances of God calling to our hearts. He's inviting us to come to Him and to let Him comfort us with the truth that He has chosen the very best path for us. For real, whether we realize it or not, any other path would have been worse and likely less redeeming. Another way would not bring about the greatness of His plan, and we'd be less able to come into His loving arms and loving care. The world would even have a tighter grip on us. The way it is the very best way. And we have the best potential to know God with an even greater intimacy in our present circumstances. So this morning, let us remember the sovereignty of God. God is in control and He's working out everything for our best interests. And that should give us comfort in this world, especially right now. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Power for Living. If you happen to miss any of our other programs, be sure to go to our podcast page at christthekingnorthshore.podbean.com. And you can also visit our website at www.ctknorthshore.org. If this program has been a blessing, feel free to let us know. Write us at Power for Living, care of Christ the King Church, 4 Railroad Avenue, Suite 309 in Wakefield, Massachusetts, 01880. Or you can also send us an email at christthekingnorthshore@gmail.com. You can be a part of this gospel ministry by becoming a patron of Power for Living. You can find out how by clicking the Become a Patron button at the top of our podcast page. That's it for this week, and until next time, remember that Jesus is your power for living.